On today's MVP Baseball, we will talk about each and every MLB Wild Card Series. We will recap it, we will analyze it, and we will tell you everything you need to know about the MLB Wild Card Series. We will also be giving our predictions of the Division Series and analyzing each and every one of those great series. What great matchups we have. Can't wait to talk about it. But first, without further ado, let's get going. This is MVP Baseball. I'm your host, Zayden. And joining me are two other co-hosts, Jaime and Mason. And our fourth co-host is not here for the first episode. He will be introduced at a later date. But we are here to talk baseball with or without him. And without further ado, let's get started. All right. Rays and Blue Jays. We are going to recap all of the wild card series, starting with the Rays and the Blue Jays. So, Jaime, what did you learn in this series?
The Blue Jays are too young. And the Rays are better than them, obviously. And Hyunjin Ryu is fucking awful.
Yeah, it was a complete and utter gag job by Hyunjin Ryu. Blake Snell was flawless. Glasnow is fucking filthy. Yeah, I agree with you. Mason, what did you make out of this series?
Just the Rays pitch dominate. It's just how it is.
What a fucking joke.
Okay, dickhead.
Okay. Next series. Reds and Braves. Reds and Braves.
It's been one goddamn minute, Jaime. Goddamn.
Reds and Braves.
Yeah, I would agree with the Rays pitching analysis. They're. All right. Yeah, that's all for that one. That was fucking simple. The Blue Jays are too young, and the Rays are just a goddamn good team.
Robbie Ray was a stud though for those three innings.
Yeah, three innings against a subpar Rays offense, in my opinion.
Okay. So
don't get your hopes up on Robbie Ray, Jaime.
Whatever. Okay. We talk about the Reds and Braves.
Next, we're going to move to the Yankees and the Indians. Bieber choked, all right? He pulled a Kershaw. Let's just say that. LeMahieu is a goddamn hit machine, but I really dislike the guy.
Yeah, he's a batting title.
Gerrit Cole is fucking amazing. And, yeah, that's what I learned. So, what about you, Jaime?
Shane Bieber looked fucking bad out there, especially in game. Well, he only pitched in game one. That's the thing. He looked really bad out there. He kind of kept things like floating over the zone, and like he did it to like Aaron Judge too.
Yeah, I'd say so. He got fucking lit the hell up, just like Tanaka in game two. But we'll move on to that here in a second. Mason, what about you?
Wow. Bieber got his shit rocked. All he did was throw pitches right over the middle of the goddamn plate, and obviously it didn't work for him. And Aaron Judge, either home run or strikeout, but one main thing that I like was fucking Gio Urshela grand slam. That was electric.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah, that was fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Your shot looked fucking good. Game two was pretty goddamn good. It's a good ass game. Again, Tanaka was dog shit. I don't think playoff Tanaka is going to be a thing without fans. He'll return next year.
Tanaka's been good before in the playoffs. It's the thing.
Exactly, but there's no fans, so I think that makes.
I mean, even though you said that playoff Tanaka was going to happen this year, even though I thought it was.
Now I know. I still think he's going to show up in the Rays series. We'll find out. He pitches game. He probably will pitch game two. Let's talk about the fucking Indians choke job in the ninth, actually. The fucking Brad Hand. God, What, he had no blown saves all year, and then all of a sudden, snap of the finger, fucking blown save in the most important spot of the year.
That's something like that's like what the fuck is his name? It's like that one football game with like, Let's forget about that. What? But yeah, he was good. He was no, but seriously, Bradham was good all year. Like, what the fuck happened?
He played the Yankees, and LeMahieu got one of his lucky ass hits right up the middle. So
fucking the he's basically Ichiro at this point.
Oh, Ichiro, I'd still take Ichiro over DJ LeMahieu. I mean, but...
oh yeah.
Like I said, folks, we're gonna come in with fucking hot takes here. So Jaime is gonna say some weird shit, but we're gonna tell you what we fucking think.
Ichiro just gets freaking little hits. That's about it.
Oh well, and DJ's lucky ass dribbler up the middle. So
okay, so what series next?
Damn, hold your nuts, Jaime. I'm the goddamn host. You shut the hell up.
Fine, just keep talking.
We'll cut that out. I'll move on when we're fucking done, Jaime. I got this under control, okay?
Okay, go.
Next is the Astros and the Twins. What is it? 18 straight playoff losses for the Twins?
Since 2004, just to keep it, like, for the audience, to let you know.
Yeah, it's 18 straight playoff losses, though. I didn't say anything wrong, but 18 straight playoff losses. The Twins offense put out a fucking bolo for them. Where the fuck were they all weekend? I mean, all week. Like, didn't do shit. Greinke was decent, but he's Greinke. He's not that great.
Yeah, Greinke can be pretty bad in playoffs sometimes.
Yeah. Kenta Maeda was fucking really good, and he has been all year. All right, we'll start with Mason this time. What do you think?
On what?
On the Astros. The Twins.
Astros. Well, I know everybody hates him because of the cheating scandal back in 2017, but I still believe they're a good team, and they showed up versus the Twins.
Do you think they're actually better than the Twins, or do you think the Twins are just a bunch of fucking chokers?
Both.
Well, both, yeah.
So you think they are better than the Twins, but you think the Twins are chokers?
Well, they definitely didn't do better than the Twins in the regular season, but so this season was just messed up, so I can say for a lot of things this year.
So if the Twins and the Astros were to play in the regular season, who do you got? Three-game series.
I think anyone would take the Twins just like based off like the talent and like how much people hate the Astros.
Well
we're the most unbiased podcast around. Man, so.
Okay, sure.
Depends who's pitching the games.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too.
Well... yeah, that's right. Okay, if Verlander's back for the Astros, then that's pretty big.
Bro, I think Verlander's done, sadly.
I don't know about that. I don't know. You see Carlos Correa's dick-ass comments?
Oh, yeah. CC Sabathia made comments about that, too, like as a response.
About what? What are you going to say now or something like that? What are they going to say now?
No, wait. Oh, my God.
God.
Okay, Zayden, cut it out. Just cut this part out. We're keep going on, okay?
What? So what am I going to say now?
He left.
What?
Dude.
Dude, the editing is going to be a real cunt on this one.
Okay, it's fine. Okay. So, yeah, yeah, Carlos Correa was saying things about, like, oh, he's kind of fucking boasting. Like, we have our critics, but, like, what are you guys saying now? Yeah, what are they going to say now?
Like, you fucking cheated. Just because you won a goddamn game doesn't mean you didn't cheat.
2017.
But they cheated.
2017.
They still cheated.
I wasn't questioning their talent, and a lot of people weren't. I'm sure there were people.
a lot of people were questioning their talent. They think that they needed trash cans to be good.
I think I saw this on the
World Series.
I think they were talking about it, like, on. I saw like a good like discussion on Instagram about it, and they say that they think it has to be something like there is injuries. I think Altuve got injured, like his knee, his right knee, or something like that. But I think it's like more of a mental thing where like everyone hates them.
Yeah. Yeah. But, well, I don't blame
him. Yeah. So CC Sabathia said, "Well, Carlos Correa said, I know that a lot of people are mad, but I know a lot of people don't want to see us here." And he also said, "But what are they going to say now?" CC Sabathia responds in, "They cheated and they're mad at us. Like, get the fuck out of here." He said, "It's a fucking joke. And then you finish under 500 this year. Like, shut the fuck up. The kid's a clown. Yeah. I'm sorry."
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I agree with CC, but he's a fat fuck. So
he's buff now.
Jeez. Oh, is he really?
Yeah, it was.
He still got that
CC fat ass. Yeah,
I guarantee he still got that big ass gun on him.
Yeah, CC.
All right, enough with the fat shaming and on to the next series.
CC fat ass. Yeah,
on to the next series. Athletics and White Sox. I'll take this one. I'm a White Sox fan, so this is fucking horse shit.
I'm sorry.
Nick Madrigal might have cost us game two with his error. They gave them two runs. Base running error, that would have gave us one run. Yeah, it was tough. But Giolito was absolutely dominant. Keuchel picked the most important start of the year to be the worst. I guess we could say choke, but we've seen him do good in the postseason, so I'm not going to classify him as the same as Bieber. Bassett is really good, really good. I didn't really know that before the series. I mean, I saw stats, but I haven't really seen him pitch. Ricky Renteria is a goddamn asshole.
Yeah. In game three, I was confused when it happened because he put the rookie out there. I forgot his name, but he put a rookie out there, like with people on base.
Yeah. Matt Foster with the bases loaded. He put a rookie out there. Bases loaded.
Yeah.
Foster walked in two runs. So that didn't help. But the bigger one was the one when he took out. He warmed up the bullpen after one fucking hitter in the first inning with our starter. And he's not a reliever. Dane Dunning is a starter. He has been a starter. But one hit and he warms up the bullpen. So that just shows the trust he has. Jaime, go ahead.
I actually expected the A's to lose game three because of their reputation, like elimination game.
Yeah.
Because, like, their last five, like, appearances and elimination games, they've been pretty bad. But then I was actually surprised that they won.
Nine elimination games.
They lost a wild card last year. They lost, like, when they were in the playoffs, like, what, 2014? And
Yeah. I think the last time.
Oh, there were some questionable calls that series, but I think one that got me the most was who's the ace catcher? Sean Murphy? Mm-hmm. He's like check swing.
Yeah, the check swing horse shit.
Yeah, that was a questionable call.
Yeah. It could have gone either way, but I think.
Okay, the Mason says part?
Yeah, go ahead, Mason. Okay.
I mean, I thought it was pretty funny.
I'm biased.
What? Is it okay that I think that a team I hate loses? Is that okay?
Yeah.
So shut the hell up.
Yeah, but you don't need to fucking shit talk like this.
Boo fucking who?
Okay, goddammit, talk about the A's.
Well, they, kind of shit on you guys for no reason. And it's kind of ridiculous, but, you know, I don't have anything to say about that considering what the fuck happened with me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll get there, so.
Can we skip that one?
No, we won't.
All right, so that is the AL. We'll get back to previewing the the ALDS games here in a minute, but we're going to move over to the NL and recap those wild card series. Let's start with the Brewers and the Dodgers. This one's pretty simple. The Dodgers are 100 times better than the Brewers. Woodruff is still pretty good. Kershaw can't choke without the fans. That's what I learned. Jaime, what did you learn?
I think it's obvious that the Dodgers are going to win. I would say the only reason if they were lost because unlucky, because I'm going to say this right now, I don't agree with the best of three series. I don't think a lot of fans would agree with the best of three. But
yeah, no, I don't like the wild card format. But
Kershaw pitched a good game, even though it was the Brewers, who like their team OPS is like 701.
Yeah.
I didn't see game one, but I only saw the one with Kershaw pitch, which was game two. But Woodruff did look good.
Yes, he did. Well, Mason hates the Brewers, but we'll let him talk.
Well, I mean, the Dodgers have the best lineup in all of baseball, best team in all of baseball. So, and the fact that the Brewers made it in the playoffs because of the new format, you could have just easily seen the Dodgers winning it without breaking a sweat.
Yeah. So that one was pretty simple. That one was very easy for the Dodgers, and I noticed after their series clinching win, they didn't even really give a fuck because the Brewers were like under 500, weren't they? So they are definitely a product of getting in there because of the expanded format. Next, we'll move to the Padres and the Cardinals. Jaime, go ahead.
Yeah. Like I'm going to say right now, I'm a Diamondbacks fan, so fuck the Padres. But I actually thought the Cardinals were going to win the series because the first two games, they actually played pretty good. The Goldschmidt played pretty good in game one. They had a good defense. Then in game two, they had like a four-run lead. It was bigger, wasn't it? And they just blew it.
Yeah.
And
the
play I did see was that Tatis catch, of course, because the MLB likes to have their bit bias. But Tatis played pretty good in game two. They played pretty good in game three. I actually thought like they were lost because I think two of their best starters are injured.
Yeah. Yeah, Clevinger and Denelson Lamet.
Yeah, actually, when's Clevinger going to come back? He's coming back for the Dodgers series or no?
I'm hearing he might, but we'll get into that in a minute. Just talk about the Padres and Cardinals. Sounds like you're done. I'll go to Mason now.
Well, I was getting kind of worried that the Cardinals would win, but Tatis and Machado just shit all over their pitching. And the Cardinals pulled a 2015, and they don't even have that good of a lineup. Their lineup is overrated as hell. Their whole team is overrated as hell, actually.
Their hitting was pretty bad this year, actually.
Yeah, they're hitting shit.
Like, Flaherty sucked. They got in there because of the year.
Good pitching.
Wainwright didn't do absolutely awful. I was surprised. He didn't do great, but
he did all right for a fucking old ass man.
The Padres bullpen. Holy shit.
Rosenthal.
Some fucking inning. Chris Paddock. He got fucking shit on. Absolutely shit on. Tatis is the face of baseball. So
no,
that everybody knows that, and it pains me to say that he's the face of baseball, future face of baseball.
Oh, he started to fall off at the end. Plus, it was just 60 game seasons. So.
I'm not sure who it was. I think it was BBM.
Yeah, but he was good.
I think our fourth co-host BBM was like, "I can't wait for this mother effort to regress."
He said that about Tatis.
Yeah. It's pretty hilarious, actually. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I like Tatis, so even though I'm a White Sox fan. So
yeah, James Shield.
I think Will Myers hit two homers.
James Shields.
So, Shout out to him. Fuck you guys. We'll move to the Cubs and the Marlins, and I'll start here.
What would Mason do it?
See, as these two are talking about their biases, I don't like the Cubs.
Okay.
So it's fun to see the Marlins shit all over them, but it would have been better if the Marlins shit all over them and the White Sox won, but that didn't happen, so I'm not going to shit talk that much. So go ahead, Jaime, and then we'll get Mason the
first. Oh, yes. Darvish pitched a Darvish pitched a really good game one. Not game one, game two. He pitched really good. But then he just got – he only gave one run, I believe. Or was it two?
He got no runs. Gave up?
Gave up.
I think he gave up
Homer,
didn't he? Like in like the sixth.
Wasn't it to Garrett Cooper?
Garrett Cooper.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. The starters pitched good for the most part in both games, but their offense just didn't come through. It was like only one run in both games. The offense.
Yeah, no shit. I mean, great.
Oh, okay, analysis. Whatever. Oh, Starling Marte got hurt. But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Cubs are a bunch of dicks.
Prick.
Okay.
Well,
at least we made the playoffs.
All right. We'll go to Mason.
Oh boy. There is so much.
Keep it short and sweet.
Say, but I'm trying to get over it. Little by little.
Take your time.
But as per usual, nobody gets any – none of the pitchers get any goddamn run support. Can't get a fucking hit. Strikeout. Surprisingly, Chris Bryant only got two strikeouts, but he went 0 for 8, so imagine that. Only run of the series was an Ian Happ home run, and he got like four hits the whole series. Mm. And Rizzo swinging at bullshit pitches.
Rizzo's been fucking terrible this year compared to last year.
The normal. It's just the Chicago special. Shit.
Yeah, we already decided it's Chicago. So in the White Sox.
So what's your next? So,
got anything else to say on that, or are you? Have you let it all go?
Not yet.
I'm trying.
All right. We'll move to the Braves and the Reds.
Oh, my God. This was so bad.
Oh, that was
the hilarious. Braves and Reds series.
Oh, what?
No, I like pitching, but, like, I'm more, like, pissed off at the Reds.
Yeah, they got shit on.
I was watching the first game. I just watched Bauer pitch. Bauer pitches like the game of his life, and they still lose. That game went to like the 13th inning.
Bauer loves to fucking talk. He still played good.
We'll start Freddie Freeman, okay? He is going to be the MVP, but that we won't discuss that. But Freddie Freeman's a goddamn unit, so. That's that. The Reds offense, just an absolute fucking gag job. Where the fuck were they at this week?
Yeah, the Moose didn't show up either.
This week. God damn it, that's the second time I've done that. Joey Votto.
That call. Oh my God.
Yeah, you guys were a real fucking nightmare.
That hitting was a nightmare.
You guys. Yeah. God damn it. We'll go to Jaime.
I already said it, like, the two games pissed me off. I like pitching battles, but the fact that the Reds did not give their pitchers any run support. Well, who was in game two that fucked up? Luis Castillo?
Yeah,
he gave, like, five runs. And, like, he had no run support. Not even one run at all. It was just a joke of an offense.
It was a joke, but give credit to Max Fried and who was it? Ian Anderson. He's a rookie.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, he actually played pretty good.
Yeah, but the Reds were nowhere to be found this weekend.
Let the Cubs offense.
Well, I guess I'll go to Mason to let him shit on his one of his least favorite teams. Go ahead.
Well, Trevor Bauer and Joey Votto love to bump their fucking gums. And then they can't show up for shit. Bauer, what did he do? He said the Reds have one of the most unluckiest offenses unlucky in the regular season. Yeah, that's what he said. And then one of the unluckiest offenses in the regular season and the best in the postseason.
That pitching staff fucking carried them to the playoffs.
Two games.
Yep.
And Joey Votto, remember how they were going to be a fucking nightmare? Yeah. Sure as hell was a nightmare for them.
Would they? I don't know. Would they have been a playoff team in the regular format?
Maybe. Like the talents.
I don't know. It would have been the Padres and the Cardinals.
Yeah, I mean, the talent for the Reds is there. They have a pretty good pitching staff. Sonny Gray, Luis Castillo, and Trevor Bauer. But and they have a pretty good pitch. They have a pretty good pitching staff. The
decisions were dog shit. Brewers played the best team in the league. Cardinals blew a 4-run lead. Good job, Cardinals. The Cubs couldn't hit. The Reds couldn't hit. The White Sox bullshitted me as a White Sox fan. Blew a 3-run lead in an elimination game. The Twins did a Twins. The Indians
choked again.
Choked in game two, so I think I don't think the Central divisions are that fucking terrible, but they didn't show up, so that's what we're gonna hear. And Trevor Bauer's free agency starts now, so that should be interesting. We'll get into that sometime. Next, we are gonna predict the division series, and we're gonna start with the Rays and the Yankees. What a matchup we have here. Playing tomorrow at 8:08, I believe, will be Blake Snell and Garrett Cole. What a pitching matchup. Jaime, who do you got and why? Ooh. Give us your analysis.
Okay, I think even though I think the Rays are a better team, I think the Yankees are going to pull through. Because Judge and Giancarlo – is Giancarlo's back or no?
Yes. Yes, Jaime. He's
Giancarlo's? Working on, Jaime, if you say Giancarlo's one more time.
Yes, he hit a homer.
Okay, so yeah. So those two are usually, well, other than that awful performance in 2017 by Judge, he's been actually pretty good in the playoffs. Garrett Cole's going to be pitching again, which he's really, really good, obviously. That's why they gave him that big contract.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shut up. I hope you kill yourself.
What an analysis.
Oh, yeah, cut that out, too. Cut that out, too. I'm gonna say I think it's gonna go all the way to five.
Yanks in five. Sure. I'll fucking write that one down. Mason, we'll go with you.
Yankees in four.
Are you gonna?
Oh, Rays have great pitching, but the Yankees have better hitting. It's all that needs to be said, but I do feel the Rays can win at least one game.
Mm. I'm going to go with the Rays in five.
Dude.
The Rays pitching. We already know Giancarlo. Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge will strike out a ton, and Rays pitchers are no fucking joke. The bullpen is great. Diego Castillo, Nick Anderson. What the fuck was I going to say? Rays in five. It could go either way, but I see the Rays winning, even though their offense isn't great, but hopefully they show
up. What do you guys think is
going
to come down to for each team?
The Rays, it's going to come down to hitting, in my opinion.
For the Yankees, I think it might be their I think it'd be for the pitching for the Yankees.
The Yankees are going to come down to injuries.
It's going to be injuries in that third pitcher they're going to put out there, which might be Jay
Happ. He's still alive? So. Man.
I would put a big key on Tanaka showing up, because if he shows up, then maybe the Yanks win. Oh, God. But I know, we already know Gerrit Cole's going to show up. I do have the Rays winning game one. So since game one is going to be later on today, who do you got in game one? Blake Snell versus Gerrit Cole. Jaime will go.
Probably because it's me, Gerrit Cole. Gerrit Cole, not Gerrit Cole. Yeah, I would say Gerrit Cole. He's already shown it's obvious. He already showed himself in the playoffs before. He's already made a reputation for himself. Yeah,
he's already. The Yankees. All right, let's make it interesting. Give us for your what? Final score. The whole score.
Series?
Nope. For game one.
I don't know. Maybe. I'm going to say, like, let me see this real quick.
Maybe a second.
Yeah, I'm going to say 3-1. Yeah.
3-1. Okay, so pitching duel. I agree with that one. Mason, who do you have in game one? The Yankees, probably?
The Yankees 1-0.
Oh, Jaime won't like that game. Jaime hates him some pitching duels. I got the Rays. The Rays. Fuck, this is hard. This is a lot harder than it's got to be. 3-2. Rays 3-2. So, give me a close game tomorrow. Next, we got the A's and the Astros. Lots of bad blood between
the two teams.
I'm with Lori.
Who's the motherfucker that ran at the Astros bullpen? That shit was Lori fucking funny.
All right, so lots of bad blood. Same with the Rays and the Yankees. What did Kevin Cash say? Like, we got a whole stable of guys.
You the thing with Kevin Cash, that was after the whole thing with Chapman, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, then Cashman got fucking suspended.
All right. Enough of the Rays and the Yankees. A's and the Astros.
I'm going to say.
Who do you have in the series?
I'm going to say the Athletics. I think why? The Athletics are a much more rounded team. Everyone knows that they're fucking missing They're missing Chapman, but Jake Lamb, in typical Arizona fashion, they usually become better the second they leave. What?
Typical. I like that.
Yeah, fuck our hitting coach.
All right. So, A's in how many games?
It's kind of hard because I'm probably going to say maybe a clean sweep.
Clean sweep.
Yeah.
A's in 3. All right. Mason, go ahead.
I got the Astros in 5.
Why would that be?
Because I just think the Astros hitters are going to show up in the playoffs and prove everyone wrong.
It's nice to know we got an Astros apologist on our podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Damn him. Astros
jokes aren't funny every time.
They aren't.
Say your piece. All right. So you think the Astros are going to win 5 because the hitting's going to show up. I got the A's in 4.
That's crazy.
I don't know who's going to pitch game 1 yet. Wish I knew. Maybe it's Lizardo. No, it's probably going to be Manaea. Manaea versus Greinke.
Hopefully the A's pitching shows up because they kind of struggled against the White Sox a bit.
Well, yeah. The White Sox strength is their lineup. So, the A's pitching made us look like fools sometimes. So, that's that, Jaime. I watched every second of every game.
And they're good, but like they kind of struggle against the White Sox. Okay? But then again, the White Sox are like a top 5 offense in MLB.
good God. I think it's actually Bassett tomorrow. Man, I don't know.
McCullers, though?
Yeah. I don't fucking know. And then it's looking like Valdez and Manaea. Hell, yeah, I'm going to go A's and four. Pitching is too much. It's going to come down to the lineup. Marcus Semien looked better. But the White Sox pitching is the White Sox pitching. So that's just that. So we'll have to see with the Astros. Should be interesting. Lots of bad blood, like I said. McCullers, Bassett, Jaime, who wins game one?
Let's see. Final score? Oh, shoot. Okay. I'm going to say Bassett's going to take because he has been dominant. ERA under 240. Hopefully he shows up for the Astros. But I think it's probably maybe a shutout.
Ooh, shutout. All right, what's the final score, Jaime? Jaime?
Wait, can you hear me?
What's the final
score? Okay, sorry, I was checking the stats out. I said 2-0.
2-0. Okay, 2-0. You know the drill. Mason, you're next. Go ahead.
I can see the A's winning that game 3-1.
A's 3-1. All right. I'll go A's 4-2. A's 4-2. So that's the ALDS predictions and analysis. Now we'll move to the NL. We'll start with the Padres and the Dodgers. Should be interesting. I don't know how long it will be or how good it will be. But we'll go to Jaime to predict the series and tell us why.
Okay, so I think the Padres are actually going to win the series. What? Hey, it's a hot take, right?
Yep, it's a hot take. First hot take of the fucking podcast.
Hey, the reason I think – look, okay, so the Dodgers have only – like, they have like, the easiest schedule, like, this year because they have to play the West majority of the time, and the West has been awful. So the West has been awful, but when they have faced off against at least competent teams or even good teams, they have like a 5-4 record, which is barely over 400.
500.
Yeah, barely over 500.
So Padres in 5? Is that what you're saying? No, wait, you think Padres in under?
I said 5. Padres in 5. I said that the Dodgers have their record against teams over 500 is like barely over 500. Am I saying it wrong? Like, does it kind of sound weird?
Okay, so you got Padres. No, you got Padres in 5. We understand. Mason, go ahead.
Dodgers in 5. Gonna be closer than you think, but I still see the Dodgers coming out on top in the 5th game.
Right. And why would that be? The Dodgers are just too much?
Too much for everyone. I can see it being.
The Nationals were too much for them last year.
Okay, well,
I'll go Dodgers in 5 also. Dodgers are just too much. I don't know if the Padres are going to get Clevinger back. It looks like they're not going to get Lamet back, so.
It's definitely going to come down to
Dodgers in 5.
What's the Padres offense?
The Dodgers are just too good.
I think it's going to come down to the Dodgers offense on both teams.
Well, who's going to pitch for the Padres? That's the question. There are 5 straight games.
Wait, there's no rest days? Seriously?
11, No rest days. No rest days. Five straight games.
Real quick.
Yeah, we can talk, about dumbass Manfred later. But, all right, Jaime. Jaime, who wins game one?
Okay, I'm back.
Game one.
Shut up, you.
Shut up, I'm in the closet right now. Like, quite literally.
God damn it. Okay, who wins game one?
Let's see. I'll say Dodgers.
Okay, it looks like it's gonna be Walker Buehler and Paddock. I mean, it's not official, but I'd assume Paddock. Maybe not. Mm-hmm. So you got the Dodgers winning. What's the score?
Dodgers won game one. It might be he might give up two runs at the most. I'll probably say 5-2.
Buehler sucks shit this year.
Yeah.
2 runs at the most. So what's the final score, Jaime? Can you give it to me?
5-2, Dodgers.
Can you give me the final score? 5-2, Dodgers.
Are you, like, writing this down?
All right, Jaime.
Okay.
No, I'm not. What about you, Mason?
I can see the Dodgers winning 6-4.
6-4. Okay, I got the Dodgers winning 7-6. High scoring game. Buehler hasn't been great. If it's Paddock, we already know he hasn't been good. So I got it 7-6 Dodgers. And that looks like it'll be it for our podcast today. Thank you for listening.
That was even all as the always, series.
I'm your host, Zayden. All right.
I'm hoping that the Marlins can actually keep up their streaks, like in the playoffs, because they've never lost a playoff series. But I think it's going to be a bloodbath for this one. The Braves are just too good. The Braves are just too good for them. I think it's going to be pretty bad for them, the Marlins.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's pretty simple for this one. So, Mason, go ahead.
Braves in three.
That's all that needs to be said. I'm going to say Braves in three. Who do you got winning game one? I got the Braves. I got the Braves winning 8.
I got the Braves winning in a blowout. Just put blowout. That's it. I also say right now that Braves roster, especially that lineup, is really good.
Oh, it's yeah, but who pitches after Anderson? I mean, that's the question. It's gonna be Fried and Anderson probably.
Fried's been great.
I mean, who pitches after him? I mean, but they're lucky they're playing the Marlins. But... So.
Yep.
Braves in three all around the table. What's the final score?
Blowout for nothing.
What is the final score?
6-2.
Okay, and that is our final series. Thank you for listening to our MLB recap / analysis and predictions.